You're listening to Immaculate Conception Podcasts, recorded on Sundays at the 11 a.m. Mass at Immaculate Conception Catholic Church in Columbia, Illinois. For more information on Immaculate Conception, please go to www.icc-columbia-il.us. Our pastor is Father Carl Scheer.
Our associate pastors are Father Gary Hogan and Father Eric Wagner.
And now, enjoy the podcast.
As Catholics, since we've been to Mass so many times over in our life, we've all heard these readings over and over and over again. And even in our minds, when we hear them, say, oh yeah, I know what's coming up, and I know this is going to happen, and oh, this one's going to be a long reading, or this is going to be a long gospel. And we, because of that, we kind of just kind of relax our brains and just kind of let it go on and flow over us. And sometimes we don't see and even hear the full context of what's going on. And in our first reading, there is an important context that even I have to look at every once in a while and have to revisit. And the first reading is really a reflection over many, many, many years. It's not just like boom, 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 and now we move on. So this is a reflection. So let's go. Let's go with the writer here. So whoever wrote the Book of Wisdom, I'm going to start with the first two words of the reading. I prayed. All right. Well, we can relate to this. We pray all the time. I pray, you pray. We pray for a multitude of things, all sorts of things. Some of them can be self-centered. I pray a lot for what I want. Some of our prayers are obviously intercessory, where we pray for other people and their needs. We pray for these things, and we have a lot of prayers. And we've done it in the past, and we're going to do it in the future. So, but coming back to the reading, though, I prayed. This means the person is asking for something. And he's probably been asking for this for a while. I prayed. We don't know what it is. However, let's finish the sentence. I prayed, and prudence was given to me. Prudence is a great virtue. Prudence is a virtue that allows you to be able to discern in life what is good and bad and make a good decision knowing what is in front of you. Prudence is excellent virtue. I maintain this person did not pray for prudence. Who prays for prudence anyway? No one. I bet none of you in here has prayed for prudence. I haven't. I've studied them for a while, so I guess. I asked for it, but it ain't my number one thing. I asked for a lot of other things other than prudence, believe me. So, I prayed, and the guy says, well, I got this prudence. Now, the second line, I pleaded. This means that the person was not asking for prudence. I prayed, God gave me prudence. So what do we do next if we don't get what we want? We plead, please, give me this. Give me what I want. And pleading usually means that we're kind of an inferior speaking to a superior. That's how pleading usually works. So, I pleaded. So this poor person didn't get what they wanted the first time. So you go to the next step. You plead. And the Spirit of wisdom came to me. Maintain that this guy did not want wisdom either. I prayed and I pleaded, and what I got was prudence, and what I got was wisdom. However, then the reflection now, much later on, and I have preferred wisdom to scepter and throne and deemed riches nothing in comparison with wisdom. This is a person that has looked over their life and realized I have prayed and I have pleaded for things. And God has answered my prayers, but in a way that I was not expecting, in a way that I did not even see sometimes. But then over time, if I look back and say, oh, I get it. All right. And that's exactly our life as well. Believe me, I have a fantasy life of the way I want my life to play out, if you will. And I can do this fantasy coming over here. I'm coming over to Columbia, and on my way over here, I say, well, it'd be nice if this happened and then this happened. And it's a fantasy, but it's kind of a prayer where we say, God, you know, please help me out and do this. So we present a plan to God here. This would be really, really nice. And it doesn't always have to be so self-centered. It can be about our family and friends, our strangers that we meet who are in need. And so we present this fantasy, if you will, to God. And we say, come on. I pray it, and sometimes I plead it. But sometimes it's not answered in the way that I particularly care for. So, let's look at the gospel. Man comes running up to Jesus. Hey, how do I get into heaven? And Jesus says, follow the commandments. And the guy might be right here. The guy said, hey, I've done this. And Jesus says, well, good job. Well, then, if you really want to be super good, here's what you got to do. You have to give away what you have, give it to the poor, give it up, and then you can come follow me. And then you'll be really, really good. And the guy said, I'm not doing that. And he walks away. And now the apostles, overhearing this, is saying, well, wait a minute. What's going on here? And Jesus says, hey, if you are holding on to riches, it ain't going to get you into heaven. You're going to have to give it up. And the apostles are saying, well, wait a minute, then how can anybody get to heaven? And this is where Jesus says, you know what? For human beings it is impossible, but not for God. All things are possible for God. Sometimes we hold on to our fantasy and our prayers too tightly. And we get upset with God when our prayers are not answered. And when we get upset, you know, we can't say, well, you can't really get really angry with God. There doesn't seem something good about that. So we kind of take it out on other people and other things when we don't get what we want. We take it out on others. But if we listen and really look at our lives and go back to the Book of Wisdom and not be upset over what we're not getting, but look around, you think, you know, things aren't so bad. In my journey in life, I have my fantasy. And believe me, Columbia, Illinois was never in my fantasy. Didn't even know who you people were. And here I am. How in the world did I end up here? I prayed and I pleaded, and somehow I ended up here. This is an example that we all can follow. And you know what? It ain't so bad. It's really quite nice. I said, oh, you know what? This place is all right. I prayed and I pleaded for whatever. And God says, okay, I'll take care of you. For us who pray, every once in a while, we have to take a deep breath and look. Look back. And don't get discouraged like that young man and just walk away and be mad. No. We look back and look in faith and realize that God has answered our prayers all along and that He is walking with us, and to bless those moments and those people who God brings into our lives.